Hi, we're back. And they're up at the second hour of the Dan Burley Show live on RBN. And we're with our guest, Alfred Weber. This program will be dedicated to discovery, to understand what it is, who they are, in the organization of Skull and Bones. Alfred, Skull and Bones was at Yale University, but Skull and Bones is much older than we realized. Is that not true?
Well, yes. And if you look at the history of Skull and Bones, and as an organization, this was brought back from Europe, from Germany, where certain satanic, Masonic, secret societies, one in particular called the Order of Death, existed. And in the early 1800s, around 1830, a chapter of the Order of Death was authorized at Yale University. Its public name would be Skull and Bones, but it really is part of the Order of Death. And upon the founding of that, the principals involved in the founding of that, in fact, built the first clipper ships that then were used to carry out the opium wars in China, i.e., to bring in the drug trade into China and to addict the Chinese population in the early 1800s, which is part of the imperialist domination of China. And that's when the real axis of the connection between drugs and war, and permanent drugs and permanent war, and the Order of Death and Skull and Bones and the American establishment, notably for the Rockefeller group of companies, the European in Britain, where it was centered, a network going back a number of hundreds of years of the British establishment, a satanic Masonic network that interfaced finance, intelligence, foreign affairs, government, politics with the British royalty and the British throne, with the House of Rothschild and other banking Zionist organizations, and linked over to Europe with the eventually what in the early 50s in 1954 would become the three organizing committees of what became the Bilderberger Group. These are, that's a sort of the public manifestation of the Order of Death, and it involves what we call the Black Nobility. In other words, the satanic royal houses of Europe. Involves Prince Bernhard of the Netherlands, the Royal House of Luxembourg that runs all of the anti-extraterrestrial sort of high-level stuff. And this is what we can call this complex. It's the closest thing to absolute evil that we have on the planet, and they are the engine, the financial, monarchical, governmental engine of the permanent war economy, and they're what keeps it going. They operate on the basis of masonry, and they operate on the basis of drugs.
We'll be right back, Alfred. We're going to break again, and call this 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll return in a moment.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
And we're here talking with my special guest, Alfred Weber from ISIS, a collaboration for in outer space from Vancouver, Canada. His website is peaceinspace.org or peaceinspace.com, and we're talking about the death cult. Now, there are a number of factions, I gather, with this death cult. I would gather the DuPonts, Pierre DuPont, various other aristocratic families of Europe belong to this secret society that also control the industrial bloc. But this drug trade, why have they been using drugs as a method and a means to end, Alfred? What is the issue of the drugs?
Well, that's the largest single block of the world economy. And ever since the early 1800s, in fact, with the entry of Skull and Bones, into the war and drug trade through the China Opium Wars, drugs and war have been very closely interlinked. If we look at the Vietnam War, for example, where over 50,000 U.S. soldiers and 10 million people of Vietnam lost their lives in a genocidal war and ecocidal war, that was essentially fought for control of the Golden Triangle for the export of heroin. If we look at the false flag operation of the World Trade Center, which then resulted in the invasion of Afghanistan, that essentially, that false invasion essentially was carried forward. One of the large reasons was to eliminate the Taliban stoppage of the world heroin supply. The purposes of the Vietnam War were to control the Golden Triangle and to addict the underclass of the U.S., principally black and Puerto Rican soldiers who were drafted into that war, to drugs so they could start the process of depopulation of the U.S. If you look at the main families in the U.S. establishment who are in the order of death, and I'm reading from a research document here by the author Anthony Sutton, who is one of the principal scholars in this area. The main families are the Whitney family. That goes back to Eli Whitney and the invent of the cotton gin, and Pratt Whitney, you know, in the aerospace industry, the Perkins family, the Phelps family, which control most of the insurance, the Bundy family that ran the CIA in Kennedy and in Johnson, the Taft family, which goes back to William Howard Taft, that have run the presidency, the Powart Wadsworth family, the Lord family, that has run the drug trade. Winston Lord now has been chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations for many years. The Gilman family, the Harriman family, Averill Harriman was as a member of Skull and Bones, and then in Harriman and Company, and in a number of Wall Street banks, the Union Bank. They financed both Adolf Hitler starting in 1923. Prescott Bush, who was George W. Bush's grandfather, was the account officer in charge of the Union Bank's program of financing the Nazis starting in 1923. Harriman also financed the Bolsheviks starting in 1917-1918, the Bolshevik Revolution was instrumental in getting them counterplates for the making of counterfeit U.S. dollars and other factories. So they were manipulating communism versus fascism all during World War II. This is how the order of death operates. The Payne family, the Davison family, the Weyerhaeuser family, the Pillsbury family, the Sloan family, all of these, you go and you begin to see how thoroughly controlled U.S. society is. I talk about total spectrum dominance. They control the media, all of the thought forms, the managed media. They're basically the CIA, and that's how U.S. policy has been formulated. But U.S., all of that is just a front for England, for the U.K., and it's the much older and much richer Masonic intelligence, banking, satanic networks of the U.K. that reach up into the royal families and into the Zionist banking networks of the House of Rothschild that essentially have been running the world for the last three or four centuries, and that are what we can call the permanent war economy. Now, they operate as a worldwide war crimes, racketeering organization, and therefore they are susceptible to anti-racketeering laws, and they are susceptible to laws against war crimes. And since they are still either intimidate or control organizations like the International Criminal Court of the 191 world nations, only 102 have signed the Rome Statute, which is the charter of the International Court, of the International Criminal Court, but the United States and Israel unsigned because both of their military policies are actually war crimes policies. They conduct war in ways which violate the Rome Statute. The Rome Statute of the International Criminal Court prohibits A, genocide, B, crimes against humanity, C, war crimes, and D, wars of aggression. Well, that's how the United States and Israel conduct all of their wars. So therefore, they unsign from the International Criminal Court. So what has to occur now is for citizens' tribunals on war crimes to begin to gather evidence and adjudicate under natural law, and then eventually, as the war crimes racketeering organization begins to fall away, as we're beginning to note, it's collapsing as a house of cards, then we can begin to have enforcement of these judgments in the international organizations. That's kind of a very broad view.
Now, Alfred, now these founding families of the death cult, how much tied are they to the houses of England? I know you mentioned, some of the other royals, but is it all royals or just some of the royal families that are tied to this?
Well, that's a question for research in our war crimes tribunals to determine. For example, if you look at the world ownership of uranium, if we go here to Canada, Canada is a major exporter of uranium. Together, Australia, South Africa, and Canada export the bulk of the world's uranium. Well, 60% of Canada's exports of uranium go to make up U.S. depleted uranium weapons. And U.S. depleted uranium weapons have now been used since 1991, essentially since 1973, and the Yom Kippur War, but since 1991, they've been used to irradiate large parts of the world, namely Central Asia. But because of the operation of the trade winds, that radiation has now gone around the world, such that some scientists say that we have a worldwide diabetes epidemic, precisely because of the radiation from depleted uranium weapons and from weapons testing. Well, the uranium that is used in depleted uranium's weapons, the uranium that is used in nuclear weapons and in nuclear testing, which has caused the great epidemics of cancer in the human population and of diabetes and of other illnesses, including autism, the uranium that is used in the nuclear power plants and the peaceful atom throughout the world that was put in unsafely. The largest bulk of that is owned by the Queen of England through Rio Tinto Mines.
Well, I have to stop you. We're going to break, and we'll be right back with Alfred Weber and John Alstafis.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled J-E-A-N-N-I-E.com.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
We're back, and this is Deanne on the Deanne Burley Show, live on RBN. By the way, Monday through Friday, visit my program from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on truthradio.com. It's a forensic journal, and we do a lot of investigative work, and we have top-of-the-line guests. So we're going back to talk to Alfred. John, do you have any questions of Alfred in regards to Skull and Bones and the death cult?
Well, my personal opinion is there's a step above. It's spiritual. Part of the reason we're in Iraq is for their, it's like Gilgamesh's tomb was 600 feet underground and they've exposed it. They've gotten some of his DNA or whatever they were after. As the drug wars permeate our brains to open us up to let them acquire our spirits, it's a damning of our society. And the powers to be understand this. And the people of, say, George Bush, for instance, is just a puppet of these controlling entities. And as you open yourself up to drugs, you open your mind up for control. And that's the biggest basis, because as far as owning the world, as far as gold or whatever else, that's minimal as far as they want control of the spirit. And bottom line, that's my judgment, and I'm not sure how Alfred feels about that, but I'll let you reply, Alfred.
Sure. No, those are very wise words. All of the spiritual leaders, and I think all of the religious traditions and all of the sacred texts, what they hold in common is that our universe and the earth within it and our life here in fact is a spiritual journey and is a spiritual test of some sort. And each of these views has different models, but that seems to be the essential core truth of it. The issue at this time becomes then one of discernment, but also one of survival of the planetary ecology itself, survival, I would say, of the goodness of the human spirit, of the goodness of the human species. There's some concept that we are so evolutionarily under-designed that we are doomed to be one of those zero-level species that never makes it up to a one-level species, that self-destructs between zero and one, either through atomic war or through creating an ecological catastrophe or something like that. My feeling is that the fog that we may be experiencing is actually artificial. It's a virtual fog. It's something that is created by reason of masonry, by reason of electromagnetic mind control technology, which is now attacking the human population, at a very intense level, so that it's really calling upon our inner resources to be able to discern our way through to a positive future. I think that positive future is possible through the combination of a number of elements. And one of the core elements which gets us back down to kind of a feet on the ground response is the reestablishment of the rule of law on Earth. And by law, I mean, first of all, universal and natural law, and then international and social law that is based on justice. And justice is a fundamental force in the universe, in the same way that light and love and time and space are universal dimensions or forces in the universe. Justice and other elements of natural law are universal forces. Justice is the force on which all social law is built. And so what we can perceive now is a human society that is out of balance precisely because it has been infiltrated by a malevolent entity that is intent on creating chaos. Its technology is to create chaos and to attempt extermination of the human race.
Well, we're going to break. We're coming right back, Alfred, and we'll continue here and talk more. Callers 800-313-9443. We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years. Unknown by most people, even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Well, we're back. And it's Late Night with Deanne on RBN Live. .com Monday through Friday. Catch me on Truth Radio from 6 to 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we're here with Alfred Weber, ISIS. He's the father of Exopolitics. It's a wonderful book. You can get it on Amazon, and you can go to his site, which is peaceinspace.org or peaceinspace.com. Alfred, I don't have a couple of questions to ask you on this order of death. Is it not true? Most people, you know, equate all this evil that's going on in the planet to Zionism. And what is being stated here is a little bit different than just the issue of Zionism. Does Zionism play into this death cult thing, or is it a separate matter? What is your opinion on that?
Right. Okay. First, I would say that we're dealing with an open-ended question. And as more research comes in, we can build more models. And the research is important because we're building it now for citizens' war crimes tribunals. We are actually going to prosecute these organizations and these individuals under natural law and under international law using the most rigorous standards of evidence and of legal procedures. Okay, so Having said that, one very useful model is that of what we could call the war crimes, an international war crimes racketeering organization. Think of the way that the rackets or the underworld works in the U.S. For example, it's multifarious. It has different tracks, different specialties. There's definitely an interaction between the CIA and the mafia, where the mafia is part of the CIA, and that's been known since World War II. At the international level, if we look at the war crimes racketeering organization, which is a cybernetic organization, that is, it controls. Its purpose is to control. It controls permanent war. It controls world finance. It controls world politics, world media. It directs the overall meta game, and part of that. That we can document is we can call it the International Zionist Banking Network, centered in London, working out of the House of Rothschild. It was founded by the Rothschild family, which originally just a very ordinary German Jewish family. It changed their name to the Rothschild family, and then invented this sort of merchant banking of death, that is, banking in order to manipulate and start wars, wars as an industrial activity, and that is how we have arrived at the 20th century, which was sort of the big time of the permanent war economy. World War One, World War Two, followed by Korea, followed by the designer wars of Vietnam and the Iraq War One and Two, and the Kosovo War, and the Afghanistan War. These are all manipulated wars of the permanent war economy, which at the highest level are war crimes. In other words, war is itself a crime. The purpose of the citizen tribunals is to criminalize war. War itself is a war crime. You cannot go out in the middle of the street and commit armed robbery and expect to get away with it. Well, the war crimes racketeering organization has expected to do just that for a very long time. That's now coming to an end because we've begun to identify it. So
now, can I ask you a question, too, about the space program itself? I had found some links, and is it not true that that was founded by Satanists, Satan organizations? Do you know anything about that?
Well, I'm not I don't know specifically what you're referring to, but if you look at the analysis of the permanent war economy and what's behind the weaponization of space, the attempt to weaponize space, you can get clues of it by going up to some fundamental documents like the U.S. Space Command's vision for 2020, and that's made up almost like a cartoon that says, in the same way that the U.S. cavalry guarded the westward settlers and the commerce going westward, i.e., obliterating the Native Americans, they're saying that the same way that the U.S. Army guarded U.S. investment capital when they obliterated the Native Americans. In that same way, U.S. space weaponization is intended to safeguard U.S. capital when it goes out into space, so that essentially that is to the purpose of space weaponization in that sense is to seize the military high ground of space, to dominate both Earth and space from space, and to secure the resources of outer space and the celestial bodies for the for hyper-monopoly capitalism, which is the hyper-monopoly capitalism of the Order of Death entities. And the Order of Death entities are the globalization entities. They are things like NAFTA, the Free Trade of the Americas, the World Trade Organization, all of these organizations that essentially provide a platform for promoting the permanent war economy.
Well, Alfred, I need to stop you. We have a caller. We have a caller in New York. Are you there?
From New York.
Hello? Hi. Hi. Can I get your first name? I'm sorry.
Ben.
Hi, Ben. How are you doing?
Pretty good. I just had a few comments that I would like to make.
Sure, no problem.
I've been listening to your programs for the first time since last Saturday, and it's very interesting. And I believe that a lot of people should take the heed on your program and on your guest, Mr. Alfred. I did go into his website, and he has a whole array of information that will take time to read, but are so important. At times when I listen to the program, I feel like overwhelmed as a human being to all of the nonsense in that I could say, if I could say so, that how humans are capable to do and continue to do things that at times we can't understand. And at times I get, if I may say, heartening by remembering what God instructed our two elders in the Garden of Eden, not to eat from, you know, the tree of good and evil, because our Lord knew what was going to happen. And this is exactly what I see going on with all of this, because it has no, it's a battle between evil and good. This is how I look at it. And I was going to ask Mr. Albert, what does the future hold, you know, to bring the people that are responsible for all of the evilness that's going on in the world with wars for gain, for economic gain, because after all, they're such a small minority, and we are still the majority.
That's an excellent question, and I thank you, Alfred. Can you respond there?
Yes. You know, I also want to say that that is a very excellent question and kind of a key question. I like to call it the ABC future, just to bring it down to some relatively straightforward guidelines. And we know as futurists that we, the human race, we can actually choose our future. And so we can choose future A, B, or C. And A, I call it the A for Armageddon. And that is there is a the permanent war economy, which now has a large capital investment and is trying to have the human race buy into a future which would be worldwide conflagration, what we just call the weaponization of space, and the sort of a vast nuclear radionized dystopia. And that future, we could call it the world ends by fire. You know, there's that poem, does the world end in fire or ice this time? So that's clearly one future that there is some percentage of the human race that is bought into that. Thankfully, a small percentage, but there's a lot of fundamentalist sects where maybe misguided people have bought into that. And the permanent war economy has all of its armaments, and the entire uranium industry, the petroleum, nuclear civilization essentially are set up in to buy into this a future of Armageddon. The B future, I call it ICE. The world ends in ICE. In other words, a global warming future so much carbon dioxide and greenhouse gases in the environment that we have an ecological catastrophe. And some of the leading climate scientists that I have spoken with were members of the Climate Review Group. It's 100 peer-reviewed scientists who review global climate, say that if something doesn't shift, and I'm quoting them, by the end of this century, humanity as we know it, will be extinct. Now, the issue of global warming is very, very complex, and there are at least a number of layers to it. One layer, by the science, apparently, of course, is created by human use of fossil fuel burning, petroleum, creating greenhouse gases, which are creating the global warming. And many of you have seen the movie An Inconvenient Threat, or you've seen more and more how the ice caps are melting, how this is accelerating. However, it has been pointed out that global warming is going on several of the other planets, apparently, of the solar system, and it may be a galactic phenomenon tied to the black hole at our galactic center, which is like a great central sun. So this may be cyclical phenomenon. There's scientists that have demonstrated that. And so that leads us to, that we really need to do all that we can to move away from the petroleum nuclear civilization to a new energy-based civilization of zero point and free energy. These are fuel-less energies. It includes the renewable energies like tidal energy and wind energy, but to new propulsion systems. And these have been existing. There are new propulsion systems that are sequestered inside the national security state. And we've had them in governmental departments like the Department of Transportation in Canada since 1952 to 1954.
I have to stop you. We have another caller, a caller in Canada. Caller, are you there? Caller?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
My name is Wayne. I'm calling from Vancouver.
Oh, hi, Wayne. How are you doing? Welcome to my show. You have a question for Alfred?
Yes. Well, first of all, I wanted to compliment you on a very interesting and informative show. My question is indeed for Dr. Weber. I've enjoyed listening to what he's had to say. He sounds like a very intelligent, educated man, and I've gone to his website. And so it seems to be a lot of good information there. Now, I heard him, however, discussing Skull and Bones and the secret societies, Illuminati and such. And when it came to his biography on the website, now I'm noticing that he himself is holds several degrees from Yale University and has taught at Yale University as well as the Texas University, and has been involved with the Ford Foundation. So I don't mean to be provocative or anything. I'm just curious now. How do we know that Dr. Weber himself is not a member of one of these organizations?
Well, you can ask me that question.
So that's basically what my question is, and that's why I'm asking.
And then also, Alfred is my friend, and I feel very...
No, wait.
Okay, I'll leave that alone.
Ask me the question. Like, don't beat around the bush. Just ask me the question.
Okay, sir, I'm asking you the question. You've obviously taught there.
Am I now or ever... Yes. Have I ever been a member of Skull and Bones? Is that your question?
Yes, sir.
No. When I was an undergraduate at Yale, I was a member of a different secret society called Torch and Talon, which wasn't Skull and Bones. It was what we call an underground secret society. We rented a house down at the beach. This was in the 60s, and we met twice a week and had encounter groups. We sat around and we sort of told each other our life stories, and we supported each other emotionally and psychologically.
Okay, here we're coming to
the
break.
I have to stop. We're going to a break. So just hold on 1 second, everybody, and we'll be right back.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's windowgenie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
That's great. It starts with an early... We're back, and we're in the last segment of this broadcast, and I think this is the broadcast you need to pass along because it's got a lot of information about something you need to know about these secret societies and where they are. And Alfred, caller, did you have any other question you want to ask quick of Alfred?
I did, in fact, to ask him if he has done any investigation into the events of 9/11. And see what he has to say to that. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, sure. You know, I'd like to answer that, and then I didn't get to answer the previous caller's question about the positive future. I've answered the A and B futures, which are the dystopian futures, but the positive future is the C future. And so I'd like to get to that. But very briefly, yes, about 911, within about a minute of the first plane hitting the Twin Towers, I'd say within about 15 minutes, we had a news service called EcologyNews.com. It's still on the internet, and we were on the internet with probably one of the first news reports citing a phone call allegedly from a U.S. sailor off of a carrier, and the U.S. sailor saying that it was an inside job done by the U.S. government. Within 15 minutes of the first attack, we're one of the first that ever did it. In the years since 9/11 on Ecology News, we have the strategic deception desk, and as of about a year ago, together with a number of experts on 9/11, including Mr. David Ray Griffin, Professor David Ray Griffin, who's written a number of books in the area. I was privileged to co-author the September 11th Treason Independent Prosecutor Act based on Article 3 of the U.S. Constitution, which is a treason article, which would have the U.S. Congress appoint an independent prosecutor to prosecute treason against the sitting president of the United States on September 11th, George W. Bush, Richard B. Cheney, who incidentally flunked out of my Yale class, the class of 1964, and then Secretary of Defense Donald H. Rumsfeld, and what we call Jane and John Doe's in the law for carrying out acts of treason in the armed attacks in the form of false flag operations, both on the Pentagon and in and up at the World Trade Center. So we are assiduously pursuing that. We have taken multiple copies of the 9/11 Independent Prosecutor Act. Representatives of ours have met with senior staff of one of the chairmen of the one of the most powerful committees in Congress. The appropriate committee presented them with the act, so we're just moving on it. Our view is that September 11th is a war crime.
It is indeed, and we have enough information and evidence to support that it was a treasonous act from within, and we need to prosecute it swiftly. And I thank you very much, Alfred, for coming on the show. I'm going to have you back again. John, thank you for coming in with me here. And folks, if you want to call me on this and any other broadcast, it's 630-812-0171. Thank you, and peace and love, all of you. Good night.
God bless everybody.
Good night. Thank you.
Attention, friends of freedom and liberty. Our constitutional republic is under a vicious attack by the sinister forces of world globalization. The hour is late, and we must all actively engage our families, friends, and neighbors before it's too late. Now you can exercise your constitutional right of free speech with a statement t-shirt from the Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Wearing a statement t-shirt causes people to think, challenge, and debate what they've been spoon-fed by the controlled corporate media. There's no time to sit around in fear asking yourself, what can I do? Now is the time to make a strong public statement with one of the many t-shirts from Republic Broadcasting Network and NoTyranny.com. Go to rbnlive.com's Freedom Store, NoTyranny.com. or call 800-724-2719.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.